as it's time for today's postgame coaches show, brought to you by Ashton Lloyd of the Griffin Agency and Nationwide Insurance. Ashton Lloyd, a 1992 Davidson graduate, can manage all of your home, auto, commercial, and life insurance needs. Just call Ashton at 704-696-2424. Head coach Bob McKillop is joining us here courtside. And coach, as we look at this game today, after the first couple of minutes, it looked like Carter and some of the other guys coming off the bench served as sort of a catalyst to get things moving.
Well, you know, we're supposed to win this game by a significant margin. And that in itself is a distraction, a demon that can really play chaos with you. And I think our guys were so concerned about that, especially in the aftermath of the two very challenging losses that we had, that we were thinking a lot. We were hesitating a lot. We weren't letting go. We weren't just playing. We wanted to make the perfect play. And I think that was reflective in our three-point shooting. We got outstanding shots tonight, outstanding, and everyone was taken in rhythm when it should have been taken and from a great pass. But I think we didn't shoot like we were going to make it. We shot like, boy, I hope I make it. And I think that was something that as the game progressed, we got better and better. And that's very important for us to go through this kind of experience, because every game is an experience that we can learn from. And yes, we won by 30 plus points, but there are many nuggets of knowledge that we can take from this game that will become valuable as we move through the journey of this season.
Well, talking about at halftime, we talked about different guys getting different opportunities. You talk about gaining some of that experience. Getting Bates Jones in there working on a too big lineup is another important aspect.
Absolutely. Getting Malcolm Winter and getting David Sharapovich minutes at the point. Very, very critical. Delighted to see Nathan come back. I thought Nathan played as free and flowing without any hesitation because of his knee, as I've seen him since in a long while. So good to see that. Duca did not play. He just was not feeling loose with that knee. So we didn't want to risk it today. And we took Keyshawn out for the same reason in the second half. 2 minutes into it when he took that fall over here. His knee locked up a little bit. He wasn't feeling well. His foot was bothering him. So we didn't want to jeopardize anything there.
Going in, you've touched on this a little bit, that the focus was focus. How pleased were you in that category overall?
I think there was a tremendous sense of focus out there. They really, really locked in as a team, trying to do what we were hoping we could do. I thought there were great sequences defensively. We were a team of defenders. Because we were a team of defenders off the ball, focus was very, very critical.
Now, Coach, with the Christmas holiday coming up this week, and then it's North Carolina next Saturday at noon, what will this week look like in terms of preparation leading into that game in Chapel Hill?
Well, we've got a tremendous trainer. Justin King has really been a godsend to us. Our players love him. He's so committed to our guys. He is instructing them as to what they need to do during the next, till the night of the 26th. So what's that, 96 hours? So for the next 96 hours, they need to get their body right. And, we here at Davidson College, we have quite a team. Professor Malcolm Campbell, one of our very distinguished professors, sent me and all the coaches an article about sleep and the value of sleep in high-performance athletes, and we shared that with the players yesterday, and we share a lot of those things. Elizabeth Allred, our nutritionist, had the players over for a nutritional meal the other day. So we're going to try to get our guys back healthy, fully rested, and in the night of the 26th, we'll gather here at 7 o'clock to have a practice.
Well, Coach, I appreciate you stopping by. Congratulations on the 9th win of the season. Merry Christmas to you and your family.
And Merry Christmas to you, Jared, and to all the Wildcat fans. We made it a special Saturday, and I told the guys they gave me a great Christmas gift. So thanks to our fans for participating in that gift-giving. Thank you.